Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bomb. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around, tears from their eyes, knees on the ground, money in the sky. Take a look around, ain't shit nice, praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
Hanley drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer, at the wall, gone! My goodness, an absolute bomb!
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling a defender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What is going on, everybody? It's another edition of the Southernmost Sports Wrap with the Zen Man and Hootie. Hootie is a little bit late, but he will be on very shortly, I hope. And as you all know, we are deep in the Olympics, and the Zen Man loves the Olympics. I really do. I watch it every time I come home. The tough part about it is you kind of already know who wins. It's really tough to stay away from knowing who won because it's not really live. I'm actually witnessing right now. They're showing the 200-meter individual final, Phelps and Locke for the U.S. I already know who wins, apparently, but because they had it earlier. So it's tough to stay away from that, but he literally just jumped in the pool. So kind of keeping the eyes on that. If you haven't seen it yet, I guess you guys are watching it now. So it should be interesting. It's the last time that Locke and Phelps will race together because this will be Phelps' last year. At his age, it's just tough to keep up. And if they play it every year, that's one thing, but they play every 4 years. So it'll be like 36, 37. That's kind of tough to do. But we do have Hootie on the air. What's up, Hootie?
How's it going there, Tyler?
Not much. You know, it's funny, man. Every time I try, like, I love the Olympics. I think swimming is actually my favorite sport to watch. I'm a huge Phelps fan. And every time they show Phelps, I can't see it. I have to go. And, of course, they're playing it right now at 11:02. And I have my show. And I want to do my show outside because of the signal, but I wasn't walking away from it. I had to watch it. So I'm in the living room. And it looks like Phelps is in the lead right now. The individual medley, the 200-meter, every 500 meters they do a different stroke. So, backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, and the freestyle. And, I mean, some of you guys listening already knows what's going on. Some of you guys are watching it for the first time. I do know the outcome, but I did want to see it anyways. But, yeah, obviously the Olympics is going to be the big topic today. I did tell everybody that we were going to have Kyle Kaiser on the air today, but he is busy, and that's okay. You know, my show's not going anywhere, and he isn't either. So we'll definitely have him on the line next week for sure. And just for all my listeners out there, we do have a question of the night. My question to y'all, and I know it's weird to say, but if, I know it's a big if, but if the U.S. Olympics men's basketball team did have to go to a final shot to win the game, who would you go to? That's my question of the night. I personally would go with Durant. I haven't asked Hootie, though. Who would you go with?
That's a toss-up for me between Durant or LeBron. If we're down by three, if we need to make a three, I would kick it to Durant. If we can accept the two, I'd give it to LeBron and let him either take it to the basket, get fouled, or give me the option of the three. But if we needed the three, I would go with Durant.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we needed an actual jump shot, I think we would all go with Durant. I know your theory is if you give it to LeBron, he can drive the hole as good as anybody can shoot. But we do have somebody on the line. Hello, caller. Caller, you are now live with the Zen Man and Hootie. All right, we'll give him a minute.
All right.
Hello.
You're on. Talk to us.
All right, he has dropped. I guess it's difficult for people. Nah, that's all right. Maybe disconnected is okay. But hopefully you call back. Like I said, that's the question of the night. Feel free to call in. I mean, feel free to call in and talk about anything related to sports. But that is our question of the night. I'd love for you to come in and voice your opinion. The guest call number is 347-215-9420. And the individual medley does go to Michael Phelps with Lochte coming in second. So obviously you can't argue about those two. I love seeing Phelps win the races. It's sad to see this last event, but it was pretty close. He finished in 1 minute 54 seconds and 20.27. Lochte 154.90. So USA, man, they're dominating swimming in every event, doesn't matter, women's, men's. It's good to see. I know people are asking me, why aren't you as excited about basketball? There's just no suspense, women or men's. I just think that it's such a lopsided game for anybody they play. So there's really no suspense. I mean, yeah, it's fun to watch it, but it's like the All-Star game. You know they're going to win. You know they're going to score a lot of points. It's really not even fun, I guess. I mean, it's fun to watch, but if you're looking for more suspense and more crazy ending stuff, you definitely want to watch swimming or something else. What's your favorite event to watch?
Actually, I'm into the track and field. And, like you said, basketball, I love to watch basketball, but it's not so exciting for me because it's a blowout. I like to watch the other games. I like to watch the teams, to see France, to see Tony Parker and the other players, Barbosa, Villanova. I like to watch those other games, but to watch the USA, it doesn't really excite me. I actually prefer to watch the women's basketball than the men's. To me, it's a little more exciting, a little more even keel. A lot more, even though our women's team is still blowing people away right now.
But. Yeah, I was about to say, maybe if you compare it to men's, maybe it's a little different, but I don't think they're going to lose a game. I believe, if my stats are correct, they've won 5 straight gold medals, so it's kind of pretty lopsided. It's probably going to continue like that, because I don't think women's basketball is that popular in a lot of sports. And obviously, and here it is. I mean, it's really popular, so.
Speaking of 5 gold medals, did you see earlier Tyler Clary beat Lochte and set the Olympic record in the 200 backstroke? And
yeah,
the U.S.
has
won the last 5 Olympics in the 200 backstroke.
The U.S.?
Yep, the U.S. has won the last 5 Olympics in the 200-meter backstroke. And he just set the Olympic record today, beating Lochte, or Locke, however you want to say it.
Yeah,
so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was Lockie's race to win, but he's doing so many races. I think it's like 12 or 15 races he's doing. So
yeah.
It's so much work to keep up. And
yeah, I believe he had 12. The 15 is the most, which I believe is a female is swimming in 15 different races.
Missy Franklin, yeah.
Yeah, she's got the most races at 15, and Lockie has 12.
Well, the tough part is Missy Franklin, 2 days ago, she had actually a semifinal to get into the race, and then she had another race like 15 or 20 minutes after, and she had to cool down, and she still won. So, and this happened to Lochte today. He had a semifinals. And he won, but then he had the individual medley for the final, the 200-meter that we just saw, only a half an hour difference in time. And he got a bronze. I don't know, actually, he got a bronze in the final, and then he ended up getting a silver here. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to do within a half an hour of each other, So, a lot of these players, like we talked about last week, a lot of these guys are skipping events. I mean, obviously, some of these guys can probably play or swim in almost every event, but there's so many of them. There's no way anybody could have the energy to do it. So, obviously, Phelps taking it a little easy. So, We do have, just quickly in the top news, obviously the Olympics. Speaking of track and field, that does start tomorrow. I don't think there's any problem with Usain Bolt. I assume he's going to win a few gold medals. Tyson Gay, I think, is probably the U.S. favorite. For anybody from the U.S. Speaking of men's basketball, we did win by 83 points today. Carmelo, 37 points, 10 from 12 from the three-point line against Nigeria. Not really a competition. Not that anybody really is. I think we had 49 points in the first quarter. It's insane. Just some random news. Cleveland Browns were sold for over $1 billion today. Just thought that was interesting. And also, well, college football. How about we talk about that for just a second? The rankings are actually in for next year, this year actually. And I have them for you right here. LSU getting the top nod. They are the number one team ranked right now in college football. At number two, you have Alabama, 3, USC, 4, Oklahoma, 5, Oregon, 6, Georgia, 7, Florida State, 8, Michigan, 9, South Carolina, and 10, Arkansas. Just looking at the list, Wisconsin is 12, Michigan State 13, Clemson 14, TCU is at 17, Stanford 18, Florida is actually at 23rd, and Auburn is 25th. Boise State is on the list. They're 22nd. So that's your rankings right now for football. And I can't wait for football to start back up. You don't know. I mean, you kind of get tired of it maybe for a month, but I can't wait for it to get back in action. And the last bit of news that I have is Bridgestone Invitational started today. And Jim Furyk is leading with a -7. Slattery with a -5. Watson, Donald, Crane, Bello, Dyson, and Sinner are all tied for third. And then Tiger Woods is 7 back from the lead at even. So those are your random news. I guess you call it random, I guess. It's really an Olympics episode today.
Was that the second round or that was the first round?
It should be the first round because they always start on Thursdays through Sundays. So usually 4 rounds, so. So it should be the first round. And normally I do baseball at the end, but it's going to take a lot of time to get through all the Olympics. So I figured I'd get the baseball out of the way before I jump into all the Olympic stuff. Just after baseball, when I talk about the Olympics, just so you guys know, I'm going to have have all the medals won by the countries and all the upcoming schedules. And there's still a lot left to go in the Olympics. So just really quickly getting into baseball, just starting out with my standings. Starting with that elusive American League East. And, yes, the Yankees are still on top, 61-43.
Yeah, still on top.
Yeah, we know you're happy. The Orioles are 6.5 games back with the Rays. And Boston is 9 games back. And Toronto is 10 games back. In the American League Central, the White Sox still have a lead. They're 57-47. The Tigers, 2.5 games back. Cleveland, 7 games back. In the AL West, Texas has a lead right now. They're 60-43. The Angels are only 4 games back. And the Oakland Athletics are only 4.5 games back. In the National League, the Nationals still have the lead in the National League East. But the Braves, only 2.5 games back. And everybody else is double digits. And, yes,
now,
the Phillies are still 15.5 games back.
Well, on your National League there, they were just talking today about Strasburg because there's 58 games left, which means he has a potential 12 starts left, and he's already reached the 121 inning mark, and they say 161, they're going to stick to it. So either they have to change the rotation so he can finish out the season, or they're just going to let him go through and then pull him, which when you're in the lead like that and you're going to go to the finals, you know. I don't know if that's a smart move. Maybe pull him now, maybe put him in middle rotation, but he's already up there at 121 innings, and he's got potentially 12 starts left. So, you know, it's in the regular season before they even get to the postseason. So you need to bring somebody else up and pull him, maybe send him down
luckily,
to the minors for a little bit.
Luckily, he only plays like once a week, so I know that's still a big impact if he plays like the whole game, but You know, what are you going to do? When he gets to the playoffs, I don't think it'll be a big impact because they kind of cut down the rotation anyways. So you're still going to have all your normal starters in there. I think, obviously, they're going to limit him at least to 3-4 innings, maybe 5 innings if needed in some of these games. I'm sure if he goes 2 innings in a game and the Nats pull a 6-7 run lead, that they're probably just going to sit him. And I'm sure Strasburg will agree. He's not going to back down. He knows he wants to sit and use all his innings as useful as possible. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. There's a lot of things he could do. But I think, he will be shut down. That's what they all have been saying. So it'd be kind of weird to see them kind of go against it, I guess.
Exactly. Cincinnati is in the lead,
yes. Well, don't forget, I did say Philadelphia still last.
Yeah,
3.5
games out, only a game behind the Marlins. That's
what
everybody knows.
All right, just want to make sure you heard me. No worries. Anyways, the NL Central, the Reds 64-41. That's a pretty impressive record. The Pittsburgh Pirates only 3.5 back. St. Louis 7.5. And wow, Houston Astros 29.5 games back. I think they're probably done, huh?
The shocker in that league for me is St. Louis. I mean, 7.5 games back, we're used to seeing St. Louis at the top of the division, or at least in the wild card, 7.5.
Well, Houston's only 25.5 games back from the wild card. But, yeah, St. Louis 3.5 back in that wild card, so they're still in the hunt. I think they'll be all right. They're more of a closing team like they showed last year. You know, they're a veteran team, so I think you'll see them do very well at the end. The West... San Francisco is 56-49, and even with them in the win column, one down in the loss column is the Dodgers, half game back. Arizona only 2 games back. So your wild card leaders are Atlanta and Pittsburgh. They have, let's say, Pittsburgh's half game ahead of them, and not really a close race. St. Louis 3.5 games back to the closest team. Dodgers 4.5 back, and everybody else is pretty far. 8.5, 6, the Marlins 12, so that's not good. The American League, your wild card is the Angels and the A's, with the Tigers 1.5 out, Baltimore, Tampa Bay also 1.5 out, Boston 4, Toronto 5, and the Indians 6. Seattle's actually only 7.5 games back, so I think it might be a little more interesting in the American League for that. And just checking in really quick with the upcoming weekend schedule started tomorrow through Sunday. This is when I either applaud the series or trash it, right? We have the Marlins at the Nationals. That's a doubleheader tomorrow for the Marlins. So 4:05 for the first game, I guess, game two. To be decided, just around 8 o'clock probably. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Marlins. I have all these notifications on my phone after the Olympics, but then they tell me everything that happens in the Olympics. I don't mind it, but then it ruins everything because then I can't see it. And now I took it off, so now the only notification I'm getting is the Marlins, and it's not good. So I think I might take that one off too. It's just annoying me. They can't win a game to save their life.
Oh, wow. Is it because Atlanta's winning 6-1 at this point? Is that what it is?
They won already.
They won 6-1. All right, yeah. I saw that. All right, so that's good. Atlanta's making ground here for the wild card bid. Speaking of
joking about the wild card, the Phillies host the D-backs, the Tigers host the Indians, Mariners at Yankees. So it looks like another rematch for Ichiro and his former team. Awkward, right? The Rays host the Orioles. That should be a good series. Red Sox host the Twins. Reds host the Pirates. That should be a very good series. The Braves host the Astros. White Sox hosting the Angels. That would be a good series. Royals hosting Rangers. Brewers at Cardinals. Giants at Rockies. Mets at Padres. Blue Jays at the Athletics. And the Cubs at the Dodgers. And I'm echoing again.
Ah, well.
Is my thing still echoing?
Not from my end.
Yeah, I tell you, man, AT&T and his iPhone 4, you make it sound like I have a bad phone. All right, keep it going, keep it going.
Los Angeles and the Angels and the White Sox, not a bad little matchup there, actually.
No, should be good. I mean, both teams. Well, you know, actually, something I didn't talk about yet is all the trades that have been going on. All the teams, I don't know if you have it marked down, but there's been a lot of trades in the past week.
I haven't even been checking out all the trades. I know there was rumors of, you know, a bunch of Phillies going, possibly Rollins, you know, just rumors, you know, so haven't seen
the big
on a trading block.
Well, no, there was, totally. I will get it to you guys before I'm going to. Let's move on really quick to the stat leaders. I know, well, the few. I mean, obviously, Hanley Ramirez is going to the Dodgers. Let's see.
Stat leaders, you want to go into the American League batting average. You got Mike Trout with a .349 average. You have Konerko with a .323. Then Miguel Cabrera with a .323, also tied with Konerko. And then Joe Mauer, of course, with a .321, doing good. And then you have Austin Jackson in fifth with a .318. In your National League for your batting average, you still got McCutchen in first with a .373, then Melky Cabrera with a .352, and Joey Votto with a .342. Carlos Ruiz, a Philly, actually, who's on the worst team out there, with a .335, and then David Wright from the Mets with a .333. Do you have the rest of your stats up?
No, you can continue if you want.
Sure, with your home run leader.
The Zidman is relocating right now.
Okay, no problem. Then I'll just keep on going down the stats. Your home run leaders, you got your Adam Dunn, the White Sox, with a 31 home runs. Josh Hamilton, of course, with 29. Tied with Curtis Granderson with 29. Then you have Edwin Encarnacion with 28 for Toronto. And then Mark Trumbo with 28 in the American League there. And then in your National League, you've got Ryan Braun from Milwaukee with 29. Carlos Beltran with 24. For St. Louis, I mean, can't see why they're not doing so good with, you know, one of the home run leaders. You got Jason Cole for Arizona with 22 and McCutchen flashing 22. And then you have Matt Holliday from St. Louis with 21 also. He figured St. Louis should be doing a little better with these, you know, with the home run leaders there. And as we go to RBIs, you got Miguel Cabrera from Detroit with 87, Josh Hamilton from Texas with 86, Josh Willingham from Minnesota with 79. Adam Dunn from Chicago, the White Sox, at 74. And then Albert Pujols, of course, for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, with 73. And in your National League, you got Carlos Beltran with 76 for St. Louis. You have Matt Holliday for St. Louis with 75. And these guys are still in third place. You got Ryan Braun from Milwaukee with 73. David Wright for the Mets with 72. And a tie with Jason Pujols from Arizona for 72. When we get into your pitching, we've got David Price from Tampa Bay with 14 wins, Jared Weaver for Los Angeles with a tie for 14 wins, Jason Vargas from Seattle with 12 wins, Matt Harrison from Texas with 12 wins, and Chris Sale from Chicago with 12 wins. And in the National League, Joey Cueto from Cincinnati with 14 wins, tied with R.A. Dickey from the Mets with 14 wins, and we have a tie after that with Lance Lynn from St. Louis with 13 wins and A.J. Burnett for Pittsburgh with 13 wins and also Gio Gonzalez from Washington for 13 wins. And we still can keep going if you want me to. We got earned run averages here.
No. I mean, if you want to, cool. I mean, the man is officially relocated. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do have a few of the trades. Let's see. The ones we talked about last week, Ichiro going to the Yankees the same day the Yankees were in town in Seattle. Just some things that you missed. The Dodgers getting Brandon League from Seattle, relief pitcher. Marlins traded away Gabby Sanchez to the Pirates. The Ryan Dempster
Where did he? I know Ryan Dempster really got traded. He actually had the best ERA in baseball, but he had a horrible record because he was with the Cubs. But he got traded. I believe it was the Rangers. Yes, the Rangers got Ryan Dempster. So good for him. It's good to see a lot of hard work finally paying off. He's going to be with a good team. The Phillies traded Hunter Pence to the Giants. And the Phillies also traded Shane Victorino. And he, Dodgers, yeah. So, same thing.
Two pitchers and a player to be named for Shane Victorino. I mean, I don't think the pitching is the problem with the Phillies. No. But they traded for two pitchers and a player to be named. I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, man, but they had a lot of moves, so they're pretty much done. Also, Zach Greinke, the Brewers said that they were going to trade him, and the Angels landed Zach Greinke. So that team's pretty serious right now, the Angels. They're one of my – it's hard to really say, obviously. With baseball, anybody can get hot. There's a lot of good teams, but I think a lot of the good teams are now in California. So we'll see who emerges. But I like the Angels, man. They got a lot of youth. They got Pujols. And now just with Greinke. Obviously, they already have a bunch of good pitchers. I mean, they're a good team. I like what they're doing. It looks like the Phillies actually placed Placido Polanco on the 15-day deal. So nothing going right for them. Looks like them and the Marlins are just going to keep rocketing down. I said last week also, Marlins also traded Adamel Sanchez, Omar Infante to the Tigers. And obviously, Hanley Ramirez, they traded off too. And Stanton is still on the deal.
Well, they sent him down to Jupiter for rehabilitation. So he's not even on the roster right now.
Yeah, I don't even. That's whatever.
And Logan Morrison also won a 15-day DL. So they're hurting right now.
Yeah, it's not good. But hello. All right, let's get into what we were gonna talk about for the rest of the show. Looks like how about the Olympics? And I have a lot of stuff. So it took me a while. There's so many random, and yes, I did label it as random events. It's right there. And then that'll be the last part of the Olympics. But, there's still Olympics. People still train very hard for them. So it will be duly noted. But let's get into the main sports. Swimming, there are so many different medals to win. So let's see what we have. I should start it off the men's 100-meter freestyle. Now, just so you guys know, this the pool that they swim in from one end to the other is 50 meters. So 100 meters to the end and back, 200 obviously is to the end and back twice. They actually do have a 50-meter freestyle as well, which is a full-out sprint basically. So it's one side or the other. But that's the men's 100 freestyle. Nathan Adrian from the U.S. won it. Australia came in second, and Canada came in third. And the same event, but this is the men's 200-meter freestyle. France winning it. Korea getting second, and China getting third. The bronze medal. And in the men's 400-meter freestyle, China getting gold. Korea getting silver, and the USA, Peter Vanderke, getting bronze. And the men's 200-meter butterfly. South Africa actually getting gold. Michael Phelps for USA getting silver. And Japan getting third. I believe that was the really close race. Phelps just couldn't secure, but he still got a medal. And so I think that medal actually tied the record, though.
Yeah, that was the one I believe that tied it. And the next race beat the record.
And moving on to the other medals, men's 100-meter breaststroke. South Africa getting first in that one. Australia getting silver, and USA getting bronze. Britain, Hansen. So many random guys that are going in for like one or two events. It's crazy that they had that one event. They have to do good. So the men's 200-meter breaststroke. Looks like Hungary got gold. Great Britain, the home team, getting silver, and Japan getting bronze. Men's 100-meter backstroke, USA's Matt Graves getting gold. USA's Tom and Nick getting silver, and Japan getting bronze. And the same event, the 200-meter backstroke.
In that same event, though, Matthew Graves, he set the Olympic record with 52.16, so that was another Olympic record for an American.
Yeah, there's so many different records broke. It's amazing. But good for him. And it's good to see 1-2 in that one as well. And we are missing one thing, though. It is. It is time for the Southern Sports Rec stat of the week, and I have a few. My stats are like this. Michael Phelps now has the most total medals in Olympic history. I believe he has 20 at this point, but yeah, the record obviously is broken. And what's the total? I guess it's so hard to really keep track of how many more he has left. I think he has a chance for like two more or one more.
Yeah, I think one more is what is left for him.
Yeah, I think it's a 100-meter butterfly, though. I think it's, man, this is a minute slagging right now. I have it, no, I haven't have it. Let's see. I have the remaining schedule for swimming here today. Tomorrow we have, tomorrow at 2:30, we have the men's 100-meter butterfly final. And Michael Phelps is there. Him and McGill Tyler for USA are lane 3 and 4. Michael Phelps does hold the world record in this event at 49.82 seconds when he did it in 2009 in Rome. So that should be good. If that's his last event, that's his baby too, man. That's his best event. So I think he's going to honestly kill everybody in this one. He should finish this one, no problem. The guy that beat him, though, the close Chad, is also in lane 5 right next to him, and he beat him in the 200-meter. But if I'm not mistaken, that was a really, really close race. And I believe he lost by, a thousandth of a second or something. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, something really, 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 really small, like thousandth of a second or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking up right now. It's right here. And 200-meter. I have it right here. And here it is. Well, this must have been on the 31st. There it is. All right. He had the results. I know he got silver. Yeah, it was 500th of a second. Crazy. Lachos Chad had 152.96, and Phelps had 153.01. And Phelps had the lead the whole time. Just gave it up at the end. I don't know if you noticed last Olympics when he came back. It all happens in that last little stretch where you can either glide to the end or you can have another stroke there at the end. And he chose to go out there then, and the other guy took another stroke and just got the wall right for him. But I don't think Phelps can let that happen again. So. Just really quick, my other stats of the week, to get off track here, the Olympic basketball team, like I said, won by 83 points. 100 points, actually, is the all-time record of a win. But Carmelo Anthony, 37 points that game, most by a USA player. And USA's 156 points, that smashes the all-time record points in game, which was previously set at 137. So.
I mean, our USA women's team hasn't been doing that bad. They've been pretty much smashing everybody, too. I mean, they beat Turkey 89-58, and then they beat Angola 90-38. I mean, they're smashing everybody pretty much, too, 81-56 over Croatia. So, I mean, our basketball program is just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, no question. But let's move on. I did have... I have all the schedules for that coming up. Any results? All right.
And as far as my stat of the week goes, since you were doing your stat of the week.
No, I'm
just going to drop it. There was a guy named Carl Kistner in Ohio who found a collection of baseball cards in his attic. And 37 of these cards went for a total of $566,132. And he had 700 cards total. They say that if he sells all the rest of the cards, they're worth probably over $3 million. And he just found them in his attic. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's my ridiculous stat for the week. Yeah.
That is really, I heard about that. I mean, that was nuts. It's something that's so rare and everybody wants, and yeah, it's just stashed away in somebody's attic. You know, it's crazy. But yeah, those are some awesome cards. I collect cards myself, but I don't have anything that special. I wish.
I have a collection here that I haven't gone through, so I'm going to have to start looking through them and see what they're really worth, because they're all from the 60s. It might be worth something.
Do you think? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, eventually, but at the same time, they're, you know, if you really want, I mean, unless you can make that much money for them, I don't see what the point is of selling it, if it means something. But the Zen Man does have an announcement. He did get Mario Chalmers' autograph I think it was last Sunday or Saturday. Yeah, one of the days. Yeah, we came by my store and some hat, so it's pretty cool. I don't know where I left off on the. Let's see.
Well, how about that Bradley Wiggins?
Yeah.
He won the Tour de France and then comes back and wins the time trial. First time it's been done by a Brit, both of them. And I thought that was impressive.
Yeah.
And Tour de France, and then 19 days later, I think it was, he comes back and wins the time trial, which is like 27 miles or something like that, and he wins the time trial by a big amount. And it's the first time it's been done by a Brit, so, you know, for the home people, that was a really good thing. And if you're watching the TV now, Phelps just came in first in one of these trials. I'm going to see what it was because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, the Zen Man relocated outside. I get no signal inside my apartment, so it is what it is. I start echoing out of nowhere. I think we need more. Just really quickly moving on, though, the men's 200-meter backstroke, we did win gold and bronze. Tyler Cleary winning the gold, Japan getting the silver, and Ryan Lochte getting the bronze. And the 200 individual medley, which came right after the 200-meter backstroke, Lochte had to play both of them. Lochte came in and placed silver, the gold going to Michael Phelps. Like I said, the individual medley is 200 meters, and every 50 meters you switch. I'm not 100% sure of the order, but it's butterfly, breaststroke, backstroke, and the freestyle. And Phelps took care of that one. And I believe that was his 20th or 21st medal. I don't. He's got so many. I can't even count them. I think it's the 20th medal. The men's 400 meter individual medley, Ryan Locke won that one. Brazil getting silver, Japan getting bronze. That's so tiring. 400 meters is insane. They actually had an 800 meter race for the women's. I'm sure they had it for men's too. That's 16 laps for one race. And you got to, I mean, you have to do the heats and the semifinals. That's a lot of laps. I don't know how you could possibly do that. Do something else. That's crazy.
That's a lot of movement.
Yeah, just for one person. The men's 400 meter freestyle relay. United States almost had it, but France got it at the last second, which was kind of funny because 4 years ago France had it and U.S. barely edged them out. So France getting revenge, getting the gold. U.S. getting the silver, Russia getting the bronze, and the four times 200-meter freestyle relay. This was when Phelps broke their all-time record of medals, and that's when the USA got gold. France getting silver, China getting bronze. Now to the women's.
In the women's 4x200, the U.S. took gold when Melissa Franklin, you know, heading up the team there. And Australia took the silver, France took the bronze. So it's, you know, even though the men didn't get it. And the women's 4x200 relay, the freestyle relay, U.S. took gold in that one.
Yeah, for the women's, the 100-meter freestyle, which is just, you know, however you really want to go, Netherlands getting first. This girl's name is Chroma Wadjojo. That's her first name. It's in the 10th name. And silver going to Belarus, and China getting bronze. Women's 200-meter freestyle, USA, to Allison Schmidt getting gold. France getting silver, and Australia getting bronze. Let's see, women's 400-meter freestyle, France gold. Allison Schmidt placing silver in that one. Great Britain, the home team, getting bronze. In the butterfly, the 100 meters, USA winning gold. Dana Vollmer, China getting silver, and Australia getting bronze. The 200-meter butterfly, China getting gold. Spain getting silver, and Japan getting bronze. And the woman's 100-meter backstroke, Lithuania. This girl was, I believe this was a 15-year-old girl. They got gold medal for Lithuania. Rebecca Sonny getting silver. She's a hell of a swimmer for the U.S. And Japan getting bronze in that one. The women's 200-meter backstroke, Rebecca Sonny coming back and winning that one. Japan with silver. Russia with bronze. And the 100-meter backstroke, Missy Franklin getting that one. That was a crazy one for her. I think that was after like 20 minutes of rest, and she got back on the pole and won gold. Australia getting silver, and Japan getting bronze. The 200-meter individual medley, China getting gold, Australia getting silver, and USA's Caitlin Leverenz getting bronze. The women's 400-meter individual medley, China gold, USA's Elizabeth Beasel getting silver, and China getting bronze. And the last three, the women's 400-meter individual medley, China gold, Elizabeth Beasel getting silver in that one. I think everybody went with that one. The last two were the team relays. The women's 4x100-meter freestyle relay, Australia got gold, Netherlands silver, United States got the bronze. And the 4x200-meter freestyle relay, United States getting the gold on that one. Australia got silver, and France getting the bronze. So that's your huge. I mean, so many different races. It's ridiculous. There's still more to come. God, it's like on and on. So many schedules. Tomorrow, we have the women's 200-meter backstroke final, the men's 100-meter butterfly. And then here's the women's 800-meter butterfly, freestyle. That final tomorrow as well. Also the men's 50-meter freestyle. is going on tomorrow. And the next day, August 4th, the women's 50-meter freestyle final. The men's 100. Wow. Is this one for real? This is like a, what the hell? They have a, wow, this is real. Yeah, they have a men's 1,500-meter freestyle.
Wow.
Did you know about that? Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's a long swim.
Jeez.
That's what, 30 laps in a pool? Wow. That's a lot of laps.
That will be on the 4th. Yeah, they don't have a, yeah, they do have heats for that, too. The 30, let's see. I'm really curious about this one, actually. They have, yeah, I don't know if they have that many heats, but they'd have to have heats tomorrow for that. And then in the 4th is going to be the finals for that. The women's 4x100 medley relay will be the final on the 4th, and the last one will be the men's 4x100 medley relay. And then that's it for the finals swimming. So I'll keep it short for the rest. I know the swimming is big. Really quickly, yeah, it's not as long. How about the gymnastic finals?
There's only been two medal presentations so far.
Yeah, the what?
There's only been two medal presentations so far. The rest of the finals are on the 7th, but you know the U.S. did take two golds. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's been they had the men's individual and the men's all around, and they had the women's individual and the women's all around. The men's Japan getting gold, Germany getting silver, and then USA's Daniel Leva getting bronze. The men's team not placing for the USA in the gymnastics did it pretty bad. China, gold, Japan, silver, and Great Britain, the home team, getting bronze. Women's was a different story. They dominated gymnastics. Gabby Douglas for USA getting the gold. Victoria Komova getting silver, and then the gold was also from Russia. So two Russians finishing silver and bronze in the individual women's gymnastics and the women's team. USA getting gold, Russia second with the silver, and Romania getting bronze. So those are your gymnastics. And let's see what else we got. We have synchronized diving. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, no, synchronized diving. Hey, what?
No, go ahead. Go on with the diving. I'll go in after you. You're diving there.
All right, pulling it up now. There's too many. All right, well, I guess only five. The men's synchronized 3-meter springboard. China finishing with the gold medal. Russia silver. And then USA actually got the bronze medal with that. And a 10-meter platform, China gold, Mexico got the silver, and USA getting the bronze medal as well. And the women's synchronized 3-meter, it was China with the gold, USA getting the silver, and Canada getting the bronze. And the women's 10-meter platform, China with the gold, Mexico with the silver, and Canada with the bronze. That's actually a pretty crazy, I don't know how. That's the one I asked the guys. How do you practice that? Because I understand you could dive, but you can't see what you're doing wrong. You have to literally look at the replay every dive to see how you're synchronizing with the other person. And I mean, you literally look at the videotape minutes after you did it, but then you got to go back and remember what moves you made and how to fix. I don't know. It's an intense. I don't know. How about a cycling, though? Now, I had to check this out, but I believe it was Kristen Armstrong. She was the USA hero She wins the women's individual time trial, the gold medal. She's not related to Lance Armstrong whatsoever. But I heard she had kids. She also had a big injury not too long ago. But she got back up and she won the gold, so good for her. I can go up and down, honestly, but there's no USA. Didn't really finish anything else. And I'd just be naming random people from Great Britain actually dominated the cycling pretty good. See, they finished second in the women's world race. And they got gold and bronze in the men's individual time trial. So the home team getting some love. Is there anything else you want to add in? I mean, I got a whole bunch of stuff to go over.
Well, I don't know if you were, I mean, a bit of wild news from the Olympics here. In badminton, the Chinese players will no longer be allowed to compete because they attempted to throw a game so that they can get into a better seed against a weaker team in the next round. So the Olympic Committee is taking them out. Well, not the Olympic Committee, but the Badminton Committee. The World Federation of... Oh, the actually Badminton World Federation took them out of the Olympics because they were trying to throw a game. And the worst part is the team they were playing against was trying to throw the same game. So it was like the worst badminton game ever because both teams were trying to throw the game. And now they're being kicked out of the Olympics. It was... Oh, South Korea and China.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Trying to throw a badminton game. How do you really? I mean, come on now. You're throwing badminton? Throwing the game? A scandal, yo. A badminton scandal.
I mean, you got to look inside yourself and think, like, all right, this is a serious sport, but when you're looking at it from the other half of the world, it's just not that serious, man. You got like a little ball with a feather at the end. I mean, I know it's not a feather. It's like a net, but... I don't know, man. Let's get that badminton's sports getting a little dirty, huh?
Yeah. You can't trust any players nowadays. It doesn't matter.
If you can't trust badminton players, you got to start looking at the ping pong, table tennis.
Right?
I don't even know, man. Just really quickly, I want to talk about basketball real quick. Let's see. The remaining schedules. There's two more games for the men's and the women's before the semifinals and whatnot. Men's play, well, the next game will be women. They play every other game. Tomorrow versus the Czech Republic at 5:15. Then the following day it will be the men's versus Lithuania at 9:30 a.m. Then after that, August 5th, the women's team plays China at 11:45 in the morning. And then the last game will be August 6th. For the men versus Argentina at 5:15 p.m. And then the men's final will be
the quarterfinals, semifinals are on the 8th.
Quarterfinals,
the men's
7th,
final, the finals are on the 12th.
Right. Yeah. The seventh will be the women's quarterfinals. The 8th will be the men's quarterfinals. 9th, the women's semifinals, the 10th, men's semifinals, and then 11th, 12th will be the women's medal game, and the 12th will be the men's medal game. So I would not be shocked if we win gold medal in both those. The finals so far, if you missed it, I do have, for the men's, July 29th, they beat France 98-71, and then on the 31st, they beat Tunisia 110-63. Obviously, they won today. Big. It was about 156-73, I believe, against Nigeria. The women's team has played two games so far. They beat Croatia 81-56, and they beat Angola 90-38. So.
Today's game against Turkey 89 89-58 against Turkey. So they've had three. Croatia. Angola and
today. Yeah, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Let's see.
So before we wrap up here, since we only have a few minutes left, did you still want to?
No. We're gonna go through till, yeah, till 12:30. So that's gonna be deal. But what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was just wondering if we were gonna jump into the NFL before we close out, but we can, you know, we can hold that off for later.
Yeah, just finishing up the Olympics real quick. Let me. Battery's dying. Well, yeah, we have. There's so many random sports. Like, I don't feel bad that I don't know about them. I feel like I'm supposed to know about all these sports, but at the same time, I don't know. They have. Let's see. Well, soccer, we haven't really touched on too much.
Oh yeah, we can.
I have it right here though. For the USA. The women's group, we started off July 25th winning 4-2 against France. And I don't know if the men's, how did the men's were even in? The men's aren't even in the Olympics.
Our men's soccer team is not there.
No, they didn't play. 28th, women's beat Colombia 3-0. Then the 31st, they beat North Korea 1-0. And tomorrow they play. Quarterfinals start tomorrow. They play New Zealand. To be honest with you, they have a flag and they have like three letters. So it's like a trivia question, unless I put my mouse over the thing. But they play. They play that game, and then August 6th will be the semifinals. August 8th would be the medals. So August 9th would be the medals. 8 a.m. would be the bronze medal match, and 2:45 p.m. the gold medal match. So I think that the USA is doing very well. I think they should be in the gold medal match. We'll keep following on them, of course. And let's see what else. I do have a lot of random sports. I think that's it for just for beach volleyball. Misty Mae Trainor and Carrie Walsh, I'm sorry. They are doing good. They haven't lost a set before, but they lost a set yesterday, the day before. But they ended up winning the match. It's best out of three sets to win the match. And So they're doing strong. I think they're playing a couple days. The women's final, the bronze medal match, will be on August 8th at 2 p.m. And for the gold medal match for the women's beach volleyball is at 4 p.m. For men's, August 9th will be the bronze match at 2 p.m. and the gold match at 4 p.m. So if you're following that. For the team volleyball, the indoors, August 11th will be the women's bronze medal at 6:30 a.m. and the gold at 1:30 p.m. And August 12th will be the men's bronze medal at 4:30 a.m. and the gold will be at 8 a.m. Eastern time, obviously. Which is, that's a lot, a big difference, like five, 6 hours or something.
Difference to London.
Yeah, okay. Water polo, if you're following that. The women's bronze medal game will be on August 9th. Bronze at 1:40 p.m., gold at 3 p.m., August 12th for the men's, bronze at 9:30 a.m., and the gold medal at 10:50 a.m. And I guess really quickly, rowing has actually become kind of fun to watch, I guess. The women actually got gold today, the women's 18 rowing match. I believe they won. Yeah, they're defending champs. They won gold. Canada got silver, and Netherlands got bronze. And the women's quadruple sculls, Ukraine got the gold, Germany silver, and USA got the bronze on that one. The women's pair, Great Britain actually got the gold on that one. So good for them. And the men's lightweight four, Great Britain got the silver. South Africa and getting the gold. In the men's eight, Great Britain got a bronze medal. And that's a crazy one. If you ever watched it, they have the long boats, and they're going across this long river canal, whatever you want to call it. And in the off in the distance, they have all the bicycles, like, following it, like, watching it and, I guess, filming it or whatever. I'm waiting for the one time they crash, because there's, like, 100 bikes, and they're not even looking at them. They're just, like, looking at the rowing boats. That's my observation of the night. We'll see how that turns out, obviously. But we have, I think I have the schedules for it, but I'm not really concerned about the rowing too much. In tennis, so the finals are the 4th and the 5th for men's and women's singles and the men's and women's doubles. So if you're looking for the finals and stuff for tennis, it's going to be on August 4th and 5th. Like I said, track and field starts tomorrow. I think there's actually a couple finals tomorrow in track and field. We think about track, obviously, but there's a lot of different things in the field, like javelin, discus, all that stuff. Tomorrow starts everything. The first final tomorrow on the track and field is the men's shot put. So that'll be the first final. The day after, the women's discus throw, the men's long jump, the men's 10,000-meter final, and the women's 100-meter final. 10,000 meter, that's like a marathon, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like a mathematician, but that's like 30,000 feet, something like that. So I don't know how many, I guess they went around the track or not, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably, I don't think it's, well, I don't know, either went around the track or not. Yeah, I don't know.
On the 4th, you've got all your 100-meter prelims and everything, and your semifinals and finals for the 100-meter on the 5th, which, you know, that's going to be interesting.
All
eyes on 100 meters.
5th, I think, would be a big day for Usain Bolt.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have the hammer throw final, but more importantly, they have the 100-meter final. They have a men's steeplechase final. I don't know what they got going on. Steeplechase. I think it'll be interesting to watch, but I don't know what that is. Do you know what the steeplechase is?
No, not exactly.
It's okay. I don't know what it is. Let's see. Yeah, so there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. That goes all the way till... It's all over on the 11th. On the 12th, they have a men's marathon, so there's a bunch of finals on the 11th. So that'll be fun. Kind of get out of the pool, get on the track. That's what the different part of the Olympics going on there. Obviously, Usain Bolt is the heavy favorite in pretty much every race that he's in. So, let's see. If you're watching wrestling, the finals are from August 5th to the 12th. There's going to be a triathlon for women's on August 4th and for men's on August 7th. It'll be 4 a.m. for the women's, 6:30 a.m. for the men's. There's a trampoline. This is all my random sports. They have a trampoline final tomorrow at 10:26 a.m. for the men's. And August 4th for the women's at 10:26, specifically 10:26 a.m. So if you're into trampolines, tune in, I suppose. Taekwondo, they have that August 8th. Through the 11th. Table tennis, the women's finals will be the 7th, men's finals on the 8th. I know you've been waiting on this, Rudy. You got the handball finals. August 12th.
Yeah.
Women's August 11th, men's August 12th. Those are the finals for the handball. So, keep on that. The field hockey, you got the men's. The August 11th will be the bronze match at 10:30 a.m. And the gold will be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For the women's, a day earlier on August 10th, bronze at 10:30 a.m., gold at 3 in the afternoon as well. I have a trivia question for you. Do you know what equestrian is?
Equestrian?
equestrian, yeah.
Horses jumping over little fences.
Yeah, all right. Hootie took a blow. I like that. Yeah, it is. But Germany's basically dominating. I don't know. I guess they've been training on one sport only. It's horse racing. Equestrian, to be exact. They're dominating the medal count. Germany has 3 medals total. Oh, no, that was just, let's see.
Wow, they do. They have 2 golds and they have a bronze already in equestrian.
I'm looking down, they have a bunch of other medals, too. I don't know what exactly that means, but they have a lot more names, but all I see is German flags. So.
Oh, dressage. They got the dressage. That's the event that Mitt Romney's horse is in, or his wife's horse.
Oh, yeah?
Dressage.
I didn't know
that. Equestrian. Yeah. Yeah. So Romney's have a horse in there. And day one, they took 6 so far, the dressage team. Or they want this open team, the dressage team. There we go. Well, now they're way down there. 9th and 13th is the U.S. and 18th. So one of those horses, they have the riders' names listed, not the horses' names, but one of those horses belongs to Mitt Romney, our presidential candidate. I thought that was interesting that his horse is over there. Representing our country, you know.
That is very interesting, actually. Now, what I'm a little frustrated at is our flag bearer was a fencer, and he has not won any medals thus far. Now, there's a lot more than just fencing. There's a bunch of different types of fencing, I guess. I don't know if he's going to end up winning. There's still a lot of finals left. Mario Lagunas, so... I believe it's actually Mario Lagunas, and I believe he is a he. And the Zen Man apologizes. I've never heard of him before, and I thought it was a girl, which would then be Marielle, but it's Mario, apparently. So he was a flag bearer for the U.S. So I am counting on him to win at least a medal, hopefully gold.
Hopefully something.
Now, are you keeping up the canoe and the kayak races?
You're all over the place, yes. I haven't been keeping up myself, but I believe, wasn't there one that that Great Britain took gold and silver in? There was like,
yes.
It was like a rapid...
You are keeping, yeah. There was the men's C2. But yeah, I think I was watching it earlier today. It was the rapids. It was pretty intense, actually. I'm not going to lie. It was really, really intense. Yeah, you can't, like, they have these poles hanging down. You got to go through them like markers, but you get points off, you touch it. I mean, you've got huge rapids, and you have to kind of work with your other partner to not touch it. I don't know, it's pretty intense. So I give him credit for that. That's actually pretty cool, hard to place in, for sure. But I have my last random... event to talk about is archery. The men's team placed silver for USA. Italy got gold. South Korea got bronze. The women's individual, Korea, gold. Mexico got silver. Mexico got bronze. And the women's team, South Korea, got gold. China, silver. Japan got the bronze. So, there you go. That's pretty much it. I have the women's shooting, the 10-meter air rifle. China got gold. Poland got silver. China got bronze. And my last randomness was my judo. Women's extra lightweight. Brazil got gold. Romania silver. Belgium got bronze. And the men's extra lightweight. Russia's gold. Japan silver. And Brazil got the bronze. So... that is all the events I have with all the placements. I hope that was sufficient, but there's still a lot more to go. My question to you is, I actually have not looked it up. The Winter Olympics, are they in 2 years or they're not this year, right?
No, they're in 2 years.
Yeah, they're in 2 years. That's what I thought. All right. Let's just check. And I just thought about this. I guess the presidential election is always in the same year as the Olympics, huh?
Yes, sir.
I was highly assuming since they do it every 4 years, but it's kind of an interesting to think about it, really. Before we get all political and everybody, that's pretty much all we have in the Olympics. Did you have anything else to add on the Olympics? I mean, I'm not really watching it. I don't know what's happened the last half an hour because I've been outside.
Nothing really has been going on. They've been talking about Phelps, and they've been talking about women's gymnastics team. But, I mean, there's so much time left on the women's gymnastics that it's not really, you know, they still got like 4 or 5 days before the finals for women's gymnastics. So they're just recapping everything now. There's nothing really going on. I'm trying to find another sport that, because I'm only seeing our flag bearer, and actually is a female, Marielle.
It is a female.
Yeah, she is, and she carried the flag, and I'm only seeing her in one fencing event, and I'm like, and she took fourth, so she didn't get a medal in the one event I'm seeing her in. And I'm checking through all the fencing events to see if I can find her name again, and I don't see it. So apparently, she was only in one event, unless she's in the team event, maybe Team Epi. But those
I don't know.
Team,
I just hope she's
the
not
team
even
fencing
listening.
Event. I mean, she's only, so far, unless she's in the women's team epi or the women's team foil, she was only in the individual saber so far, and she lost. She took fourth. One of the big stories was in the men's epi. There was a men's who came in, I believe he came in fourth, but they didn't even expect him to get that close. Was Weston Kelsey. He's an older fencer, like 31 years old. But they expected him to come in like 16th, and he made it to the final round and lost to Korea, who took the bronze. But they feel that he's gotten better over the years, so he will probably be in the next Olympics and might actually get us a gold at that point. I find fencing very interesting. My brother did it in high school. I thought that was pretty interesting, watching it as a kid, so...
Would this be Robert Brooke?
Yes, that would be Robert.
He did some fencing. All right. I did not know that about him.
I was surprised.
I mean, I was in the band, but I never did no fencing. That'd be kind of a different school to be in. It's not like every school does fencing. Like, I know we don't have it at FIU. I don't think so.
Not that I know.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't think so. All right, man. We got about 15 minutes left. And...
Hey, did you go over boxing?
You know, I did not. I mean, so much stuff to talk about. I'm trying to bore everybody, but I did see it, but I don't... I mean, was there anything notable about it?
Not really so far. I mean, I was just looking to see when the finals for boxing were.
Okay.
They look like they're late in the games. Semifinals. Finals for the women's middleweight is the August 9th. Trying to see when the other finals are. The lightweight finals for women is the 9th also. So it looks like the 8th and the 9th is going to be when all the finals are. The flyweight finals, the 9th, yeah. So it looks like all the finals are going to be on the 9th. The matches so far, seeing if any of the Americans won. Joseph Diaz lost to Cuba, to Lazaro Alvarez in his first bout. Let's see who else is. Well, it's an American team. Terrell Gashaw lost to India. Wow, men are not doing too well here. Dominic Brazil lost to Russia in his heavyweight fight. So we are Team America. It's just not doing good in boxing. Pretty much getting our ass kicked. Jose Ramirez, USA, lost to Uzbekistan. So, and he was in men's lightweight. Michael Hunter... with a tie at 10-10, against Russia. So we had one come out with a tie. That's not bad. And then Joseph Diaz, well, in his first fight, he won and lost his second fight. So the men's are not doing all that good. So we'll see how we stack up when it comes down to the final rounds. If we can get anybody into the gold medal rounds at this point, because most of our guys have taken at least one loss in boxing. But I forgot all about that, you know. Being, you know, Muhammad Ali.
Well,
there,
I mean, I'm saying, like, I don't even. But what's the point? Like, we don't have our best. Nobody has their best boxers. I mean, the U.S. doesn't. They have. And where's Floyd Mayweather? I mean, I guess he's locked up, but they have other people. Like, did Pacquiao play? No, I don't think he did. So,
wow.
I mean,
oh,
the U.S., obviously, but he played for Philippines. Like, I don't know. I just think sometimes they don't put the best players in, which is. The point, like,
well, because when it comes to a professional sport like boxing, it's an individual sport where they box for cash, you know, it's not the same thing, you know, like other team sports, you know, these guys, they go,
yeah, but to get a gold medal, come on now. I mean, that's gotta be something cool.
I would agree with you, but you know, to get a gold medal and risk going out there and getting injured, you know, when these guys can make $30 million off a fight, you know, $40 million off a fight, fighting somebody else. I mean, and you're right. I'm looking at all the names here, and I've never heard of any of these people in the Olympics. I mean, they fought before, but they're not big name fighters. I mean, I wish we would send, you know, somebody, you know, that's really popular over here, you know, Roy Jones Jr. Somebody, you know, somebody to go over there and just dominate.
I'm sure Mayweather could run through them.
Yeah.
Or why not Miguel Cotto for Puerto Rico? I mean, it's like, I heard Puerto Rico's only got one, I don't know, maybe they might have more, but they have one solid guy who does hurdles. Look out for that. I guess he's the best hurdler in the world. But why not Miguel Cotto? He could probably go in and probably win the gold medal easily. I don't know.
You know, I'm looking at the men's shooting, you know. It's another event. There's all kinds of different shooting, skeet shooting and all this stuff. You would think with all the PlayStation games the kids over here play that we would have a decent shooting team. You know, but I guess not. I mean, we took gold in one event, I think. We took gold in the women's skeet shoot.
Nah, the USA doesn't do any kind of organized shooting. They just have
and we took gold in both the skeet shooting events, the men's and the women's skeet shooting.
Very nice.
And the air pistols. We're not even close. We're horrible. You got to play more PlayStation. Keep up the speed.
Well, all right. We have about 10 minutes left. Did you hear news about the NBA possibly getting advertisements on their jerseys?
Yes, I have heard that, and I cannot believe that could possibly happen.
But they
NBA makes billions of dollars already. They don't need that to go to that format like soccer does and all these other sports.
I don't know. There was a couple of things that they pointed out, but they all seemed in favor of it, so I don't know.
The only thing I thought was interesting is that they're talking about going to the Olympic format when it comes to the cylinder. In the Olympics, once the ball touches the cylinder once, you're allowed to reach above the cylinder and knock the ball away, whereas in the NBA, once the ball's above the cylinder, you can't touch it. It's a goaltend. So they're thinking about getting rid of that goaltending rule and making it a goaltend only if you touch it before it touches the cylinder. Once it touches the rim, you can knock it away. And I saw Carmelo take advantage of that in the first game I watched. And they were making a big deal of it because most of the NBA players, they won't try to knock the ball away once it touches the goal. When it is an Olympic rule, they can do it. So they said that Stern was looking into it and seeing if they might make it, you know, an NBA rule, and it'll make the game more interesting. And they say that actually it really won't affect the game by much because they say that the ball gets knocked away once it touches the rim maybe three times in a game. So it won't really affect the game that much.
Well, if anything, I mean, it's a team trying to score, I guess. If it, you know, whether you have it or not, it kind of makes sense either way. So, but how about last thing I do want to talk about? How about the NFL coming up? We actually have action in about 3 days. We have our first NFL game.
Yep.
Preseason start. Cardinals and the Saints.
Hall of Fame game played at the Fawcett Stadium, which is in Canton, Ohio, at the NFL Hall of Fame. Starts at 8 o'clock on Sunday, 8 p.m. on the NFL Network. And it ought to be an interesting matchup. You know, with Drew Brees' new contract and everything going on. I don't know how much of a chance Arizona has, but, you know, it's a preseason game, so anything can happen.
Yeah, and let's see. Let's see what we got here.
I'm going through the rest of the preseason, starting Thursday is when the rest of the games start. And you have New Orleans playing again at New England. Interesting matchup at Gillette Stadium. That ought to be a tough one. And you got Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. That ought to be pretty good. And Denver at Chicago. Soldier Field. Devin Hester. And coming back to the Rock.
I mean, I don't know if he'll probably won't play. Maybe he'll play a game this season. But, I mean, it's really just a... I mean, it'll be interesting either way because everybody misses football. everybody outside of Miami hates basketball, so I'm sure they're getting ready.
It's more for the second stringers and see how they, you know, how they, the guys are gelling together. On the Thursday night, the only game that'll be televised will be the Green Bay and San Diego game.
Well, the rosters are bigger right now. They have to continuously cut people, so. They're playing those guys that they don't know if they should cut yet, put them out on the field. So I believe, I don't know what the final roster has to be, 55 or 52 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 55.
Yeah, so that'll, by the first start of the first game, they have to have that 55-man roster, which will be September 5th. What was the game? Was it the Giants-Cowboys?
Yeah, in New York. So, yeah, they're going to be... Giants Cowboys in New York, MetLife Stadium at 8:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. They're going to start with Wednesday night football.
I hope that'll go back to NFL Network. NFL Network? No, I can't be on NFL Network. Probably.
No, no, that one's on NBC. It's regular.
Yeah. I probably got to do the NFL Network this year, though. Like Thursday night games or something. Nobody has NFL Network, so.
Yeah, it looks like I'm looking at the first 2 weeks of games, and it's only the Thursday night games that will be on the NFL Network.
Right.
Which the first one, the Thursday, September 13th, Chicago at Green Bay, that's going to be a good game. That's what I'd like to see. Almost makes me want the NFL Network.
Well, I can't wait. Like I said, I will have another show. Personally, for myself, the Sentinels NFL pregame show. So that'll be kicking off as soon as the season starts, September 5th. So around there, I'll have it. Man, that's pretty much it for me. My final thought is congratulations to Michael Phelps. He actually got a personal phone call from Obama congratulating him as well. Speaking of just personal like things like that, Missy Franklin actually got a personal invite from Justin Bieber. She's only 17 years old, and I know it's weird to think about Justin Bieber, but he's actually probably the same age or maybe a little older than Missy Franklin. She's a big fan of his, and, you know, he told her, like, you know, whatever, you come out, you know, you can have VIP to my concerts and whatever, and so she was excited about that. But just good job overall, especially in the swimming. USA has been dominating. Still some more to go, though. Everybody tune in tomorrow. They got the 100-meter butterfly for Michael Phelps. I think that's his last race ever. 2016 games will be in Rio. And it's going to be the last for a few individuals. I think this might be the last for Misty Mae Trainor. If you all don't know, it is the wife of Matt Trainor. He used to be a catcher for the Marlins. I don't know what team he plays for at the moment, but he still plays in the MLB. And obviously for Kerry Walsh as well. So, a few people, obviously, this is the last games. So good luck to Michael Phelps. I personally think he's just going to dominate. He has, you know, from now until the end of rest, I'm sure he's going to carb load as much as he can. If you don't know how much he carb loads before races, I know, like, 4 years ago he did. I'm sure he's carb loading just as much now because he needs more energy. This is ridiculous. Just Google it one time. You'll see how much he eats. I'm sure Ryan Lochte is doing the same thing, so... congratulations to the USA. They still got more to win. Congratulations to the women's gymnastics team. They did a hell of a job. And just keep it going. Track and field starts tomorrow. I don't have any faith in our track team for men just because of Usain Bolt. I think we have a terrific track team, but, you know, you're going ahead with the greatest runner of all time by far. So
yeah, I have our faith in our long distance teams. We have good long distance runners. And possibly we may do decent in the hurdles, if anything. But in the short distance against, you know, a Usain Bolt, I don't feel that. I mean, we could take maybe bronze, if anything. But, you know, like I said, as far as the track team goes, I think the distance people or the hurdle people or maybe even, you know, some of the inner games for the field part, maybe, you know, pole vaulting and long jumping and stuff like that will maybe our strong suit when it comes to our track and field team.
Yep. And
on another note there, just so Matt Traynor, he is with the Dodgers right now. That is his current team.
And, yeah, the hurdler's name is Javier Colson Perez. He is Puerto Rican. And I'll be the first to say good luck to him because, you know, I haven't seen the Puerto Rican flag anywhere in these Olympics, and all us Americans are over here with all these medals, and it's just like, you know, we're spoiled. And I, you know, I mean, if USA wins it, I'm happy, but if not, I really hope Puerto Rico wins it because I have a lot of Puerto Rican friends, and this guy might be their only hope to win a medal. So good luck to him with the hurdles. So anything else?
No, that's it. Good.
All right, guys. Yeah, I know you might think it was a little jumbled today, but you looked, there's so much. I mean, I probably missed 20 things. There's so many things going on with the Olympics. I mean, it's once every 4 years. I mean, you got to get as much as you can, I guess. But so much going on, so much on the line, so much emotions. I mean, you might think the stupidest little event. I mean, these people that put their life on the line the last 4 years dedicated to that sport, so. Give credit to all the gold. Anybody winning gold medals, congratulations to y'all. I don't care if it's ski shooting or swimming. It's hell, you're the
or
best.
Or badminton.
Badminton. Oh, no, forget that. They're cheaters, man. That's a dirty sport. We should not talk about badminton ever on this show. No, they do have badminton at FIU every Sunday morning. You try to go play basketball, they close it down for badminton.
Wow.
I went there one morning on Sunday, all ready to play. You got the badminton going on. Yo.
And it's teaching them how to cheat, you know?
I think that's where they do it, FIU gym. I don't even know. All right, that's enough Olympic talk. With that, I'm going to say thank you all for listening in. Make sure to join Tuesday nights. I believe it's at 10 o'clock, the Dread Sports Talk. A lot of shows going on Chip Show Radio. This has been another edition of Simple Sports Wrap with the Zim Man and Hootie. Thanks, Hootie, for joining me in.
Thank you.
And next week we'll be talking to Olympics as well, more track and field, I suppose, and the rest of everything that's happening from now on, we'll be talking about that next week as well. So good luck to all the Olympians out there, especially USA. Let's get as much medals as we can. Good luck to Michael Phelps. Let's get that last medal. Make it gold. You're the greatest Olympian of all time. And if you come back for real, I'll be happy, but totally understand if you don't. So good luck to everybody out there. And thank you, guys. I'll see you guys next week.
Take care.
Later, guys. Later.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bottom. Lob City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from the eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that's all deep. Back goes Schaefer, at the wall. Gone! My goodness! An absolute bomb!
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush with a big hole, hurdling it up, Bender.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.